And Taiwan is reporting its second and third cases of swine flu. It was found in two women who both recently returned from the United States.
Taiwan reported its second and third cases of the H1N1 flu on Thursday the 21st. A 22-year-old Taiwanese woman who studies in New York became sick in the United States. Another woman is a student studying in San Francisco.
This evening we have a second confirmed case imported. This case is a 22-year-old Taiwanese female studying in the United States. On May 19th, she boarded flight CX831, arriving Hong Kong on May 20th, then in the evening from Hong Kong taking flight CX468, arriving Taoyuan International Airport. I think these numbers should be familiar to you. They were the same as the flights taken by the first confirmed flu case.
The woman developed cold symptoms about a week ago and returned to Taiwan on Wednesday via Hong Kong.
She wore a mask for the entire duration of the flight and later she started to cough. You won't believe how sweet she is. She even wore the mask during meals. In other words, she only opened the mask when food was at her mouth.
She is being treated at a hospital near the Taipei International Airport. The third confirmed case is a female student who was previously traveling with her sister in the United States. Taiwan's first reported case of the new H1N1 flu strain is a 52-year-old Australian national who entered Taiwan from the United States.